Well, Larry, I enjoy those podcasts as well. I think I've even listened to that one that you're talking about. I usually don't stay on them too long, but, you know, maybe 3 or 4 months and then move on to something else. There was one that a guy in Australia that I used to listen to. He was a ham radio operator, but he also flew radio control airplanes. And he was kind of a disgruntled Australian radio control, or it might have been New Zealand. I think it was New Zealand. He was really super good at antennas, and as they applied to radio controlled airplanes. So I listen to him a lot, and you can get tons of information from that. You're absolutely right. But I think the first one of those that I ever started listening to was back in the early 80s. They weren't called podcasts back then, but in the early 80s, I had been working for like 6 years. I was fresh out of high school, didn't have any college education at all. Working many hours, had 3 jobs, not getting ahead at all. Kind of like people complain about today. I wasn't getting ahead. I was getting further and further behind. Had 2 kids, a couple of vehicles I had to maintain. I decided I'm going to sell my most expensive vehicle, the truck, and get a motorcycle, and I'm going back to school. And I got a motorcycle, a single cylinder, and a helmet that I could listen to the radio in while I was riding, and some gloves for the winter. And I listened to they didn't call them podcasts, and you may have heard it because I think it was nationwide. So I traded with another guy that I gave him all my first shifts, and I took all of his second shifts so that I could go to school first shift all the time and then go and do second shift. So I go to school in the morning, I go to work in the afternoon, and he got to work first shift all the time. He didn't have to do swing shifts, except for when it was third shift time. And on the way home on second shift at midnight, when I get out of work, I'd listen to Delilah. I don't know if you remember that show, but it's kind of like a podcast, and people would talk about anything and everything, learning experiences. And it could be trees, it could be dogs, it could be babies, it could be cars, it could be relationships, it could be, wasn't as bad as Jerry Springer, but some of them got pretty hard to listen to, but other ones you could really learn stuff from. So, and I was riding in a motorcycle, right, anyway, wasn't doing anything else. So I'd tune into that before I left work at Michelin, and then I'd turn that off when I got home. 30 minutes every day of Delilah on the way home from work. That's what got me used to listening to those things. And I guess the next one after that was the guy over in Australia, because he just had all kind of really good ideas. So, yeah, you can learn a lot from that. Anyway, Larry, appreciate you hanging around for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. And helping to run up the check-in and just make the net last longer in general. Appreciate that, Larry. Take care and hope you have a fantastic weekend. Do you have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got everybody, or we just ran too long and they ran off. One or the other. Anyway, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night. I'm going to be calling it again tomorrow night. I'm going to try and give Patrick and Gary some relief on all the fill-in that they've been doing. I appreciate all the work that they've done over the past months, multiple months, while I was out recovering, and giving them a break. We do have some other net control operators that have expressed an interest, working on getting them trained up. And if you decide you want to be a net control operator, you can send me an email or talk to any net control operator and tell them you want to do that, and we'll get you on the list to get you trained up. So we'd appreciate you being here. So stop back by tomorrow night, and I'll be here, and hopefully we'll get to do this all over again. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.